Good morning. Thanks for calling Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is John. How may I help you today?
Yes, I'd like to file a claim or see if we're covered on a, we have a company van that the back window got knocked out of.
Are you the DSP, sir?
I'm the fleet manager of the DSP, yes.
Oh, okay, got you. Okay. Can you give me the policy number, sir?
I couldn't even tell you. All I've got is a sheet that says, yes. I've got Old Republic, says number 263. I don't know if that helps.
No, sir, that's not.
Okay.
This will be a policy number.
NAIC number?
No, sir, I don't need that. How about a VIN number for the insured vehicle?
The VIN number, okay. You want the whole thing or the last day?
I'll need the whole thing, sir. Slowly, please.
That's fine. One, Frank, Tom, Yellow, Roger, two, Charlie, Michael, X, George, Kevin, Bob, 23600.
Excuse me. One, F is in Frank, T is in Tom, Y is in year, R is in Rust, the number two, C is in Charlie, M is in Mary, X, G is in girl, K is in kite, 23600.
Okay, you skipped one. After kite comes Bob.
Okay, KB23600.
Yes.
Okay. When did the loss happen, sir? When did the damage happen? What date?
Let me look on the calendar here. What's today's date?
Today's date is the 23rd. Excuse me.
Okay, it happened. It happened on about right around the 19th.
Are you sure it was the 19th?
Not without going through some paperwork and looking for it.
Yeah, well, that's just information that we have to verify if I'm able to find the policy. That's why I was asking.
Well, see, I'm the only one here, and there's nobody else that can give me the information.
Okay. Well, again, sir, I'm sorry. It's just information that I need to go forward to see if I can actually file a policy. So let me see with the VIN number what I can find here to see if we can go forward. What state did this happen in, sir?
New York.
What's the name of the company, sir?
39, as in numbers. The number three, the number nine, Steps Delivery Service. Owner, Jordan Karp.
Okay, Jordan, hang on for me. Let me see if I've got enough information where I can go forward here. Hold on.
Sure.
Okay. I was able to get enough information to get started here, so I'll just be able to go forward. Just bear with me.
Okay.
Sorry for my the frog in my throat.
That's fine.
What is what's your name, sir?
Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, Shepherd, S-H-E-P-A-R-D.
Kevin, what's a good address for your location?
For the business is 120 Business Park Drive, Frankfort, New York, 13340.
How about a good email for you, sir?
The same name, Kevin Shepherd, S-H-E-P-A-R-D, 1961 at gmail.com.
Just to make sure, Kevin is K-E-V-I-N?
Yes.
You have a good work phone, sir?
The only phone I have is my own 315-717-2351. Correct.
Okay. May we send email messages to your email address? Can we
yes.
have permission to do that?
You have permission.
Okay, thank you. Okay, was the insured vehicle returned with the damage to the back
yes.
window, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Can I get preferred contact information from you, sir?
The preferred contact information?
Yes, sir. Do you happen to have that?
The only contact, I'm the contact person. I don't know anybody else.
Okay. Do you know I don't guess you know the location of where the damage took place, right?
Happened on the road?
No, I mean,
we don't have an actual location.
Oh, okay.
We don't have an actual location because what it was is the driver was using a hand cart and didn't strap it down, and when he stepped on the gas, it went through the back window. Whereabouts it happened, I do not know.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you have a time? I remember the time when it was discovered. The loss was discovered, sir.
It was 7:30 p.m.
Do you have the driver information, sir?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Get it eventually, but I don't have anybody here to tell me.
Okay. I'm just going to put unknown, and when we send this to the adjuster, if he has questions, he'll be able to ask you when you guys contact or talk.
Linda, you know Rios's first name? Michael. Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
I just asked somebody. The driver's name was Michael Rios.
Okay, let me go back here and change it then. Rios?
I believe so.
I'm assuming there was no police report or police involvement, correct?
No.
I'll have a claim number for you shortly, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
The claim number, when you're ready.
Yep.
X is in X-ray, C is in Charlie, dash Oscar, Randy, Charlie, Alpha, dash 24, dash 05031.
Okay.
The adjuster's name is Scott Carter. I'll give you the email address for Scott. It's Scott, S-C-O-T-T, dot Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, at X as in X-ray, claims, dot claims.
Okay.
And I have a direct line for Scott as well. It's 205-990-4169.
The first part was 205?
Yes, sir. 205-990-4169.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else I can do for you, sir?
No, that would be it. Is he going to contact me or do I have to contact him?
If you would like to touch base with him sooner, then, I mean, if you'd like to reach out, you can contact him at that information, or he'll okay. contact you eventually. Sometimes it just speeds up the process okay. when you give okay. him a call.
Sure.
Anything else I can do for you?
No, that would be it. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a blessed day, okay?
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.